This was a criminal family with a nefarious agenda. They exploited a maltreated child for financial gain. And in addition, I was exploited sexually and for labor.
You're listening to Alchemical Voices, a podcast exploring the lives of BIPOC, transracial adoptees, and survivors of complex trauma. Hi, I'm Jaslyn, your host, a nurse, and trauma release practitioner, curiously observing the human experience. As a Black woman and survivor of human trafficking, I've encountered many, many hardships. On the road to recovery, I discovered that storytelling unites us at heart and is where we find healing, inspiration, and encouragement. In each episode, you'll hear stories from courageous souls, and we will touch on subjects such as identity confusion, the impacts of racism, complex trauma, transracial adoption, and much more. How do we rise amid trials and tribulations? How do we invite softness into our lives? We touch on these and many other questions, so tune in to experience transformative storytelling and let's heal together. Hello, beautiful people. I hope you are doing well. If not, I send you lots of love and healing. In this episode, I would like to clarify some misunderstandings about why I came to Denmark. I was born in the West Indies, Dominica, and was sent to Denmark to live with my biological family. Shit happened, and I was placed in a foreign family. I am not and have never been adopted. I identified as an adoptee for many, many years because that was the lie the family told me, and as a child, I did not know that it was a lie. And as an adult, it's just been easier to say that I was adopted instead of explaining my incredibly complex and traumatizing story. The reason I no longer identify as an adoptee is because the truth is out now. And it's become very clear to me that I've lived on so many lies for decades. And now that I'm out of the fog, I just want the truth out there now, you know? And this is one of the reasons why I am writing my books, my memoirs, because I'm done living in lies, and I want people to know the truth, and I want my story and journey to inspire other survivors. So that's why I'm writing these memoirs, and I am excited to see what will come out of these books. In that writing process, I have done some background research on the family I lived with. So I looked into their lives before they immigrated to Denmark, because I knew that they had a criminal background. I just didn't know the extent of it. So that's why I wanted to do some research, and I got help from a journalist to do this. And I also got access to documents from social services and the Danish Immigration Service. And
Besides that, I have interviewed a wide range of people from my past. So it's teachers, neighbors, former classmates, and their parents. And so I did all this to like collect data. And this is how, you know, I discovered there are so many disturbing truths. And when I like connected these puzzle pieces from all this data I gathered, when I puzzled these pieces of data together, it became clearer that something very horrible, besides what I already know, something really horrible had happened to me. And I suspected that, this was when I suspected that I was a survivor of human trafficking. But to anyone who knows me, I would never write a memoir and say that I'm a survivor of human trafficking without doing proper research and speaking with people that work with this, that are, you know, that are professional, and that could help me clarify, was it really human trafficking? So that's why I contacted the Center Against Human Trafficking here in Denmark, and I did that last year. Because in this day and age, with gaslighting and cancel culture and victim blaming and shaming, you want to like have proof of more or less everything you say, or else you're going to be character assassinated. Well, the risk of becoming character assassinated is really high if you can't prove what you're saying. So it was really important to me that to get this verdict on paper. Anyway, I went through a long and intense interview process several times, actually. It was quite hard because, you know, this consultant needed to know everything down to every single details. So the consultant showed up at my home with the verdict that two judges had made. And the verdict is based on international conventions and Danish legislation. And on that basis, they assessed that I had been a victim of human trafficking and lived under slave-like conditions. So, it was not an illegal abduction, as some say it is. I was not put into foster care to live with a family who wanted to love and care for a traumatized child. This was a criminal family with a nefarious agenda. They exploited a maltreated child for financial gain. And in addition, I was exploited sexually and for labor. Yeah, so there it is. Thank God I have this on paper. After living over 3 decades under so many lies and people minimizing my horrific childhood, after all the gaslighting and accusations of me lying, exaggerating, I feel incredibly vindicated, and it feels so bloody good that this is on paper. I'm so happy that it's finally brought to light. Anyway, when I started this podcast, I had not yet approached the Center Against Human Trafficking And that's why I say fellow adoptee in some of the episodes. At that time, I was, you know, living under many lies, because the truth had not been revealed at that time. And as you may have noticed, I have changed the intro. So now you can hear me say as a survivor of human trafficking instead of adoptee, because that's the truth. I will continue to interview transracial adoptees because I find transracial adoption very disturbing and problematic, and I know firsthand what it's like to live with the consequences of growing up in a white family. I mean, I actually have no words, but yeah, I mean, the identity confusion, the pain of not being seen, and the racism that so many transracial adoptees often experience in their white families, they are so debilitating, and this is just something that needs to be talked about. It's just so important that we address this problem. That was it for today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to rate Alchemical Voices and follow the community on Instagram. Until next time.